That's not called the traitor. Shavuch is the womb, the animal can still live. Hesliya kovichalo, let's say the kidneys, let's say the liver of the animal started to become wormy. Hesliya kovichalo, the liver became wormy. Zehoi yemaiso, so it happened once, so yemaiso. V'olo oleh b'nei asio, gimel regolim liyavna. And the b'nei asio went out to other regol, they went up gimel regolim through yem tov liyavna. Regal, they didn't know what the locha was, but the regal shlish and the third yomtiv hetiru lehem, father they were matter them, that even though the liver became wormy, still they held the animal is still kosher. The kids of the Esther Shalom and Yavna three yomtivim, and finally by the third regal they gave them the answer to say yes, it's still kosher, it is not called a treifus. Alright, we'll stop here. Yonach Memchesi on top of the two dots. Omer Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, that Reya Hasmucha LaDeifin, you have the lung of the animal that's like attached to the Deifin, to the side wall. Rashi says the Vuka B'Tzlois, it's like attached to the ribs. So the Reya is attached to the rib, to the side. So Ein Cheshish in Lo, you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to say it's a nekev in the Reya. So Rashi says, you don't have to be afraid, maybe there's a nekiv. Rather, with Taleya, that something went wrong with the Deifim, with the side wall, and that got attached to the Reya. But what's going to be Helset Smochim? Let's say some growths came, some pimples grew on the lungs. Then Cheshishin Lo, yes, then we're afraid. Then we're afraid maybe the Smochim came because there was a hole in the lungs itself, and that's why it got attached also to the Deifim. Then it would be a Treifus. That's what he holds. Now, Ma Yehuda Mishmei Diavim Yom, he says no. That Echad Zev, Yechad Zev, Cheshishin Lo. In both cases, you have to be afraid maybe there's a nekev in the lungs itself. So even though there's no tzmochim, there's no pimples there, still, if the lungs are attached, a dovuk, to the wall, to the ribs, we have to be afraid there was a nekev, that's why it became attached. If Sodom Mora says, Hechi Avdinin, what should we do? How could we check it out, like to see? Is there any way to check it out to see if there was a hole there or not? Seichi Avdinan. So Moses says, my Rova, that Rovin Bar Shavo Asavrili, he told to me like this and said, that my Sina Sakina the Cholish Pume, you should take a knife that's very sharp, take a very sharp knife, Umafakinullah, and I try and separate the lung from the side wall, from the first where it's attached, separate it. So now, the ikura yusa b'doifin, if you see anything wrong in the doifin on the side wall there, if you see some red spots there, or it looks red there, so then talin and bot doifin. We'll say for sure, Mustam, there was something wrong with the doifin. There were some holes there in the doifin, and that's where it became attached. But the reya is still whole, so therefore the animal is still kasha. The light, if we don't find anything wrong with the doifin at all, there's nothing wrong with the side wall there, then we have to say, mach misreyu treifa. That for sure something went wrong with the lungs itself, and for sure there was a hole in the lung, and that's why it got attached to the side wall, and therefore it's a treifa. Now, the yafagav, in this chiddush is, the yafagav left the loika mafkazika. Even though when you blow up the lungs now, no hole, no wind comes out. So we don't see a nekiv there, still it's a treifa. So we say, Mustama, there was a nekiv there, and it was covered over, but since it was attached to the doifin, to the wall, that's a reisa, and therefore we say for sure there was a nekif. Yeah. Rav Nachman bred Rav Yosef bodek la b'pshurei. He was bred this and he put this into lukewarm water. It like blew it up, and then he put it into lukewarm water to see if any bubbles would come out or not. And if no bubbling came out, see how this kosher, even though it was attached to the wall, and there's no reisa in the wall, still he was mekel. The Mora says, "Oh, Malay Mazutra, bread the Rav Huna, bread the Rav Papa the Ravina." He said that to Ravina like this: "The whole the Rav Nachman, bread the Rav Yosef, also in the whole Masnitzan law. You learned it on this that he said you could check it out the Pshuri with lukewarm water. But you know, on non us, at the Rav Masnitzan law, we learned that halacha that you could check it out in lukewarm water on Rav's halacha. The Yom Rav, Rav says like this: Hani Tati Unya." If you have the two lobes of the lungs, again, the lungs have five lobes to it. So three on one side, two on the other side. So if you have the two lobes of the lungs, hani tarati unya dereya, the sirich and la dodi, they're attached to one another. They got dover, they got attached to one another. So less lubdi kusay liyachshura. There's no way to make it kosher. Like there's no way to do with it. But we have to be afraid that the reason why they got attached was because there was a hole in between them, and therefore it remains a treif. There's no way to check it out. On this, Rav Nachman, Brei Rav Yosef, no, Bodek Le Dabshurei. He said, yes, you could check it out. But some way he did was he sliced it, he tore it, cut them apart, and then he put it into lukewarm water to see if there'll be bubbling there. And there's no bubbling there. That's a right to say it's not a treifa, there's nothing wrong. That's the way he checked it out. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Maskel, Rav Asher, Rav Asher, he asked the question, Hi, my, what's going to do with the other? Bishleima hocha, bishleima by us over here. You could check it out, and if you see there's no wind, like nothing is coming out from the lungs, so then Talina Bedeifin will say that most probably in our case where the lungs got attached to the wall, the side wall, will say something went wrong with the wall with the Deifin. That's why it got attached to the lungs. So if you check out the lungs and there's no hole there, then we say it's kosher. Okay, share with you, that I can understand. I will host them, but over there, we have the two lobes of the lungs are attached together, attached to one another. What's going on? How can you check it out? Even if you'll separate them and you'll check it out and see no wind come out there, no bubbling and hot in the water, whichever one of the two lobes has a hole that caused them to be attached together, it's a treifa. Says no tzad to be mekel. How could it be mekel? That's what a Rav Ashi is. Now, for the Gemara of Miyom Rav Nachman, the true Rav Nachman said like this. Rashi what? That's what Rav Ashi said, and that doesn't make any sense. But now the Gemara is Nakashan of Nachman, Miyom Rav Nachman Hochi. So Rashi says it means on Te'el Sot Smochim, that in a case where there were like growths on the lungs, then Choshishin Lo, then we are afraid that maybe the neck was the cause of the lung. Nechla Rashi says, the Pshitin Lo, the Nikva Reya, Mashma, according to Rav Nachman, that if we know for sure the hole was in the lung, even though the lung is attached to the wall, to the side ribs, it doesn't protect it. It's called the treifa. Therefore, he says, if they're tzmochim, if they're growths on the lungs, so you say the reyes, so something went wrong with the lung, and therefore it's a treifa. But you see, the doifin on the side wall of it can't protect it. So he says, is that true? Umi, Rav Nachman, okay. I have Omer Rabbi Yosef Barman Yumi, Omer Rabbi Nachman, Reya Shenokfa. If you have the lungs that had a hole came in the lung, the doifin size muscle and the side wall of the meat of the animal is covering it over, closes up the hole. Ksheira, Staka Kosher. So it's a Steve here was saying that even though it covers it up, it's a treifa, and he just says it's Ksheira. So Mara says, Lakash, there is no Steve. Hossam b'mokum revisa. When does it say if the doifin covers it up? That it's ksheira. That's only b'mokum revisa, where the normal way, the way it grows. Rashi's b'mokum revisa means b'mokum shereya v'doifin gedelen k'yechud. In a place where the lungs and the side ribs meet together, that's the way it stays. Or smuchim tamid, Rashi's, they always stay attached. There they don't separate, therefore it's ksheira. But hocha here that we say it is a treifa, shalei b'mokum revisa, where the lungs met up with the wall, but not in a place where it always stays together, a place which usually moves around there. So even though right now it was attached to the doifin, that's not called the good steamer. If it's not the mokum revisa, the mokum where it grows that way, then about it's a suffix to say maybe there was a neck over there, and then we have to go to Chumra to say that there was a treifus. Now the more explains, v'heicha mokum revisa, where exactly is the mokum revisa, where do you say they grow together? That there we say it's ksheira, it's chitucha dunya. The chitucha where the unya with the lobes are like separated. So as she says, mokum chitucha dunya means shein somach letzavir. In a case where it's near like the neck, the meitzer achalal, and they're tight together there. There's a pocket there where the lungs are tight together against the wall, there it stays together, that's where it doesn't move. And if I remember the rest of the lungs, it is not tight, packed against the wall. So there, if it would just be attached now against the wall, and the beat smokim, some would say there was a reyes in the reya, something happened to the lungs, and there was a hole there,
and therefore even though it's attached now to the wall, that wall will not protect it, since that's not the chituch dunya, it's not their revisa. Yeah.
Gufa, what would you say before? Omer Rabbi Yosef bar Menyumi, Omer Rabbi Nachman, Reya Shenokfa v'doifin sois moso. Yeah, in the case we have the Reya Shenokfa, yeah, the Reya has a nekiv, and v'doifin, there's a hole in the lungs, v'doifin sois moso, and if it's near the wall that's tight there together, then it's kshera. Omer Rabbi says, v'hudis sovich v'disra. It has to be, though, that's surrounded with meat. Rashi says means an esveches v'necheses sorayi v'bosa shebein beis aslois. In case where the lungs like got stuck in between the ribs upon meat, so that kits, that's a good tight pocket they like, therefore be protected. But other places it's no good, even though it's a doifin is near it, it moves around, it'll still be a treifa. Yeah. Oh, malei Reb Yisrael Ravina, v'loy sovich mai. Let's say the lungs is not really surrounded well with meat around it there, even though it's touching the doifin. What do you want to say treifa? Salma, what do you hold? I'm reading the kuvahi, that we say, yes, it's called a nekev. It's called a nekev. Yeah. And it's called a nekev, yeah. For the mori hochi, if so, ki sovich nami. So once it's called a nekev, if so, even though it's protected by meat, should also be called a treifa. Should also be called a nekev. So Tani, we learn like this. Nikev posul v'nei shu shoises. Nikev, there's a hole there. So Rashi says, this is going about hagid shalom, talking about a person. So on his gid, yeah, we left out the midiurin, and the gid over there, if there's a neck of the hole there, it's a person is puzzled. Meaning to say, he's not going to marry a Bas Yisrael. Rashi says, mishum krushuvcha. That's called the krushuvcha. The Torah says, a Bas Yisrael can't marry him. There's a hole there, on the side of it probably. And the reason of Neshu Shaisis, that it just spills out. Rashi says, v'eini yorek echetz, it doesn't come out like an arrow, like a shot. The Kamlan we hold, the Mornido, the Kol Shich Vazerat and Retz Al Zera, Shein Yorak Echait, if it's not shot out, doesn't come out like a Chait, ain't a Moilet. So, kids, if the person has a hole there, so even though the Zera comes out, just drips out, but he can't, like, shoot it out, so he won't be able to make his wife pregnant anyway. So that's called a Kruf Shivcha, that is possible for Bas Yisrael to marry him. So, if there's a neck of the hole there, it's like a Post of Neshu Shaisis. Nistam, let's say gets clogged up. Rashi says Hanekav Achakein. Let's say after it was a hole, then something happened. As the meat came there, it got healed up. So says Nistam got healed up or covered up kosher. Why? If Neishu Meilid, because then the person could like be Yorik Echaitz, he could shoot out the Zera, and then he couldn't make his wife pregnant, send his mutter. And it ends off with the Braisa, the Zera Psul Shechazelach Sheiroi. This is a case that even though he was once puzzled, now he could become kosher again. So for the Diyah kids, it says, V'zeh l'mute mai, mashmoni in that case, does it become kosher again, but not another case where it remains puzzled. So my love doesn't mean l'mute kagav, it comes to exclude a case like by Behema. That if the reya, if the lungs has a hole, even though later it gets attached to the daifin, to the side, where the bosom is there, it's tight, and he gets clogged up, but still it should remain a treifa. Mashmoni by an odom, this is the one case they could become healed up, but not other places. So I said, Lord, it's not coming to exclude this. Lamut is coming to exclude the case of krum shalom machmas maka bereya. The ain't a krum, the case where there was a nekev on the lungs, and then there was a krum, a membrane grew over it. That we had before, that's not called a steamer, that's not called a good steamer. That's nothing. But in our case, where it gets attached to the doifin, to the side wall, where there's a lot of meat there, holds it tight, that's a better steamer. Yeah. So what's no good is only stamakrum, some membrane that goes by itself over it. Where it gets attached to the meat, that's better. Maskevlo ravukfo bachoma. Ilu inkov the doifin lahador mai. So what are you telling me now? If you have this lung that has a hole in it, but if it's attached to the side rib, with a tight pocket there, then it's kshera. But what's going to be now if there'll be a neck, if there'll be a hole on that side meat there, so the hole will go straight through into the lungs, my treifa will become a treifa. So it comes out, there's a case that if you have a hole on the side, on the meat of the doifin, it can make it into a treifa.
is so listening the Kuvas HaDaifin, that should have been the Mishnah also. It's possible to know that sometimes there's a hole on the Daifin, it also makes it a Treifa. So Rosh says no. Well, the time according to your reasoning, Hodi Yomrav Yitzchak by Yosef, Omrav Yechanan, Mora, if you have the gallbladder, Shenikva, that there's a hole in the gallbladder, they cover it Seis Masad, and the liver is covering it up, it's Lechris Ksheira. Even though just by the gallbladder itself there'll be a Treifa, but if it's a place where it's attached to the liver and the liver covers it up, that's called a good steam, it's Ksheira. Now, what's going to be Ilu Inkav covered? Let's say the liver will also receive now a hole, Lahado, just opposite the hole into the gallbladder, that will be a straight hole going straight through my, what are you going to tell me, Treifa? Avad will be Treifa then. If so, it's the same question, listening, what I can say in the Mishnah, Nekubas HaKovet. Let us say also, it could be enough Gemino, where sometimes you have a hole in the cover that makes a Treifa. But this, the Mishnah only says that the whole cover is taken out. But now you have a case that just a hole in the cover can also make a Treifa. Ella, what do you have to answer? Ki Nikva Delav Mina Mitrafa Lekatani. In the case of you can have a hole through the covet, what's going to be the treifus? Not the fact the liver has a hole, but just that the hole now is going straight through into the mora, into the gallbladder. So this hole in the liver is causing the gallbladder to be treifa. That the Mishnah doesn't say. So can I have the same answer for us also? Kivan the lav mina mitrafa. When you have a hole on the side rib, so it's not a treifa because of the rib. It's only a treifa because now the hole goes straight through into the lungs. So it's all like a tani. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah only says cases we have a nekiv by itself and makes it for a treifa. But here that its own nekiv is not just opening up into something else, that the Mishnah doesn't say. Benachanami, if there would have been a hole through the daifin that leads into the lungs, that would also be a treifa. Boy mine rabo baba chonam ishmuel helsat smochim mahu. What's going to be if on the lungs itself there's like tzmochim, there's pimples there. What's the locha? It's not a sircha, it's not attached to anything, just on the lungs itself, there are pimples there. Omele said back, Sher, my old discussion. Omele said back to him, Afani, I mean, can I also say like this, that really is kosher? Elo shatamidim mizdamzin bedavar. The tamidim, I said, megamgim, they wondered about this, they weren't so sure, the tamidim. Why? The Yomer of Master of Nasna says, Malia mugla treifa. That if these blisters are full of pus, mole mugla, if it's full of pus, then that's treifa. Mayim zakim kshera, but it's full of pure wood, it's the inside, it's not like pus, it's just pure clear water, then it's kshera. So that's what a tamidim weren't so happy with your psak to say, any type of tzmachim or blisters, mashmi, even though it has pus in it, it's kshera, because they heard over, no, with pus it's psula, it's treifa. Or Malaysia said back to him, there's no kasha. Hahi bekuliyit, that's talking about the kidneys. By the kidneys it was said like that, if you have a blister that has pus in it, that's a treifa. But by the lungs, no, even though it has big blisters, bigger pimples, it's not a treifa. That's only by the kuliyit, it's not by the kuliyit, by the kidneys. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Rabbi Kozo Basred, Rabbi Yirmiyah, going back of, in back of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Shuk of the Tavchi. In the streets where there were butchers there, the Sheikhtim, Chaznu Lahanech, they saw some lungs, the kaimi tzimchi tzimchi, that there were a lot of blisters on the lungs. Omalei, loy boi ma'umsa, he said back to him, it's kosher, like I told him, loy boi ma'umsa, don't you need some meat? As if to say, hold this kosher, you can buy this meat. Omalei, he said back to him, no. This was Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, was going to the back of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yitzchak back and said, no, I don't have any money with me. Omalei, lest they put it, they have no money with me now, I don't want to buy right now. Omalei, he said back to him, okay, Akfin, I'll buy in credit for you. I'll lend you money to buy. Omle said back to him, no, that my Yevloch, what could I do for you, that the Chiyos L'Kaim to Rav Yechon, when such a loch like this, came, such a case like this, when there were some growths on the lungs, so it came to Rav Yechon, and Mashtulu L'Kaim to Rav Yehuda. He used to send the Shavu to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. To Moribor Mishmed Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Atera. That they used to pass the name of Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, say it's Mutter. But V'lele Srilei, but Yechon himself didn't hold like that. Rashi says, Rabbi Yechon asur lei lach shurei. But omitruv namle hebi torif lei, na lei, to lei shemine mirabe. And Rabbi Yechon was misupik about this. He didn't want to say it's treif. He didn't hear clear. He didn't hear clear from his Rebbe that it's treif. But Kalkoponim, he himself didn't want to eat from it. That's why he also, he didn't want to eat from the meat, because remember from Yechon, it's a suffix what you should do. Omer Rav, Rav said, Ki hevi maskinon baschad Rav Nachman. When I was once walking in Dakar Rav Nachman, v'shukah de galdoi, in the streets of the tanners where they work on the skin, v'yamr